The sound of Palestinian rockets fired from Gaza intercepted in the skies over Israel. The country's defense system, known as the Iron Dome, has been effective at preventing most rockets from hitting their targets. It is getting more attention now in this latest wave of violence, but Iron Dome was first deployed in 2011 and was funded partly by the U.S. government. Aaron Stein is here to help us understand how it works. He's director of research at the Foreign Policy Research Institute in Philadelphia. Aaron, welcome. It's great to speak with you.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
And what exactly is the Iron Dome? How would you describe it?
It's a system developed to defend against short-range rockets, the types of rockets that are particularly present in both the Palestinian territories as well as in southern Lebanon and used by both groups of Hamas and Hezbollah. It's the last line of defense. You know, as in any type of effort to try and intercept missiles or rockets, the hope is that you get them on the ground before they launch. But if you miss them, and in the particular case of the Gaza war right now, these are very difficult to find on the ground. They're the last line of defense before they impact on Israeli territory.
And when a rocket is fired at Israel, how does the Iron Dome react, acknowledge it, and stop that rocket from landing?
Well, it gets picked up on radar, and then the interceptor is fired at the incoming salvo. And then the interceptor gets within as close as it can to one of the incoming rockets it chooses to intercept and has a proximity fuse that then explodes, and then the shrapnel from the small warhead on top of the interceptor destroys the incoming rocket.
The Israel Defense Forces are saying that the Iron Dome has intercepted 90% of those rockets from Hamas. Is that an accurate number?
I mean, it's hard to tell. What is certainly the case is that we can see before the Iron Dome was deployed and after the Iron Dome was deployed. And before the Iron Dome was deployed, these rockets were falling on Israeli territory in far more frequency than they are now. When they use that 90% number, we don't know if that's 90% intercepted or it is 90% of those that the system deems to be falling into a place where it could threaten lives and then ultimately chooses to try and intercept it.
What can't the Iron Dome intercept?
It's really what it's doing is intercepting these small rockets that are unguided. For larger things, Israel has other systems, whether it be Patriot, the U.S.-made system, and for even the larger class missile systems, it has the Arrow. Now, I want to say, that even at that 90% number, a lot still squeaked through, and that becomes a political problem, obviously, for the Israelis, as well as a security problem, because people are injured and people are killed. But because they are so small, because they are mobile, because these things can be fired off the back of trucks on timers, is that they're very difficult to find. And that's ultimately why this is such a difficult problem, both from a before they are launched and after they are launched things to deal with.
One of the reasons they're also sneaking through is because Hamas is firing thousands of rockets over a short period of time, far more already than during the entire war in 2014. Have you seen a significant change in Hamas's strategy to try to get around the Iron Dome?
They're trying to salvo fire. I mean, they're trying to saturate it in so that, like, if you fire enough, some will get through. And that is working. The other thing is that, these small rockets that Hamas fires, they can make indigenous in the Palestinian territories and in Gaza. And you have to think of them as essentially infinite, right? They don't cost a lot to make. You can make them very quickly. And it doesn't take a genius to lob them over at Israel. Whereas the Iron Dome interceptor costs somewhere in the range of about $40,000 per shot. What the Israelis do to increase the cost, they launch punitive and coercive airstrikes on Hamas infrastructure targets. They obviously, this overlaps a lot with civilian infrastructure targets. And so it tries to exact a broader political cost on the group for the firing of rockets. But I do think that what we're seeing here, obviously, is these very old, these very sort of crude rockets are the face of modern warfare, which is that a non-state or quasi-state actor, in the case of Hamas, can produce these at scale and can then fire them in mass at the Israelis, even though the Israelis have considerable tactical overmatch and considerable augmented capabilities to try and stop them.
I want to get your take on a recent Washington Post op-ed that argued the Iron Dome has reduced the pressure on Israel to do much to resolve this conflict because Israel can just protect itself from these rockets without engaging Hamas in a ceasefire or a ground war. Do you think that the Iron Dome has changed the strategic balance for Israel and in some ways made the conflict even more drawn out?
No. I mean, I read the op-ed. This conflict is intractable because neither side actually wants to solve it. it's not intractable because the Israelis invented a fancy missile to intercept rockets. It may lessen the political cost on Israeli leaders, but if you were to just follow the conflict over the past week or so, enough are squeaking through, that you still have rockets falling on Israeli cities. I mean, we have seen Israeli civilians getting hurt or getting injured or killed. And so I don't see the Iron Dome as anything other than sort of a technical solution to a technical problem.
Aaron Stein is Director of Research at the Foreign Policy Research Institute in Philadelphia. Thank you for these insights. Appreciate it.
Thank you.